जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा जय गौर सुंदर की श्री प्रभुपाद की गौर पूर्णिमा महो महोत्सव की So you're all welcome at Sri Krishna Balaram Temple, Skan Bunake, for morning Chaitanya Charitamrita class. For last couple of days we are discussing teaching of Lord Sri Chaitanya to Sanatan Goswami. Personally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed and empowered Rupa Goswami in Rasa Shastra, the transcendental mellows of devotional service, at Prayagraj, the place where Ganga and Yamuna meets together, and Saraswati is called Triveni Sangam, at a isolated secular place called Das Ashwamedh Ghat for 10 days continuously. And then Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, mercifully empowered, enlightened, and instructed Shripad Sanatan Goswami in Banaras, Kashi. And over 2 months, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there, and Sanatan Goswami was very fortunate to have that association, very intimate association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sanatan Goswami was specifically instructed about Siddhanta. Siddhanta means conclusive truth of Vedas. So we call Sanatan Goswami as a Siddhanta Acharya and Shripad Rupa Goswami as Ras Acharya. So Sanatan Goswami, as we are hearing for 2-3 days, he escaped himself from prison by paying some bribe to the jail superintendent. It means 500 years back, there was bribe even in practice. Like last night we were saying, some devotee approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked that, I need the benediction that my parents are not allowing me to go to the temple, so please make them favorable to me. It means 500 years back at the Mahaprabhu's time, parents were not allowing children to be Krishna conscious. So it's the same thing which is now also. It's not that there's much difference. And Sanatan Goswami was in a grab of Muslim mendicant. Muslim mendicant must be having green type of some big kurta, some lungi, big beard, But only the possession he has, which was more costly, was a woolen blanket given to him by Shrikant, his brother-in-law in Hajipur. Mahaprabhu was at Chandrasekhar Acharya's house. Tapan Mishra was there. And Mahaprabhu said, there is some Vaishnava outside, please bring him in. Tapan Mishra looked outside, said, there is no Vaishnava. There is only Muslim mendicant. He said, bring him here. They brought Sanatana Goswami. And as soon as Sanatana Goswami entered the courtyard of house, Mahaprabhu immediately ran forward very hastily and embraced Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was reluctant. He said, don't touch me. Mahaprabhu, don't touch me. Don't touch me. I am untouchable. I am low. Mahaprabhu said, you can purify not only me, you can purify the whole world. Then Mahaprabhu got Sanatana Goswami shaved up and in a Vaishnava outfits and the new dhoti, his new set of cloth when offered by Tapan Mishra to Sanatana Goswami, he refused. He said, I need your old dhoti, and he tore the dhoti in two pieces and made a kopan and upper cloth. And he was invited by Maharashtrian Brahman to take prasad every day at his house. And Sanat Goswami said, no, I will live by Madhukari. It is hardly 1 month he left his chief minister post, and he was so renunciant, he wanted to beg from door to door, and he don't want to use the new dhoti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to see the renunciation. But only thing which was Mahaprabhu again and again looking was the woolen kambal on the shoulder of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami understood it. He traded the woolen kambal with some Bengali who was washing his old torn kambal at the Ganga Ghat. He said, take this new, give me old. He said, don't joke with me. He said, no, I really want it. And now Sanatana came with the old torn kambal, and Mahaprabhu said, Krishna has saved you from the last bit of material attachment. Krishna is so merciful. Say, you wanted to go for Madhukari with this kambal. If you go for Madhukari, people will laugh at you and they will make a joke. It's not good. But now Krishna has saved you. Then Sanatana Goswami very humbly asked 4 questions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who am I? Why I am suffering 3-fold miseries? What is sadhana and what is sadhe? What is the goal of life and how to achieve it? What is the process to achieve it? So these are the 4 very basic principal questions asked by Sanatana Goswami. And these should be the question every individual who claims to be human being must ask. If he is not asking these questions, he is simply living in illusion, not about animalistic life. Anybody who has no answer to these 4 questions, who am I? Why I am suffering in this world by 3-fold miseries? The miseries inflicted by other living entities. Who are the other living entities which inflict misery on us? Say mosquito, very simple. If small ant entered to the ear, I think a big person will be troubled like anything. Is it right or not? Even a big elephant is troubled by a small ant if it enters to the ear. What to speak of a man? But we can tolerate the sufferings of the other animals. But this two-legged animal is giving greatest suffering to the man. This two-legged animal means other than a human being. The more suffering we are getting from the human beings than from the animals. And which human beings? Those who are our near, dear relatives, they give us more trouble than anybody else. Srila Prabhupada was living at Juhu at some time, and there was Haridas. He was a Bengali boy. He himself tells that I was in the street, I was pickpocketing and doing all these things. I was in jail, and I saw Prabhupada having a very nice golden wristwatch in a newspaper. So I thought, when I get out from jail, I will go and steal this watch. So this was his intention. So when he came out of the jail, he went to the Juhu, and he looked, where is watch, where is Prabhupada? And Prabhupada at that time went to the Hyderabad, so he went there. But when he met Prabhupada, somehow Prabhupada so lovingly, he said, you want this watch? I want to give you something like that. And he completely sold to Prabhupada. And he became a disciple. And Giriraj Maharaj was at that time temple president. And Prabhupada was giving initiation, and he has one set of beads. He said, bring Haridas, I want to give him. So he is new, he is not following any rules. I want to give him initiation. Somehow Prabhupada was so merciful, this Bengali boy. And so the point I am making was, what was the point? Haridas. So what Prabhupada was translating in the night, Haridas has a duty to guard him, that nobody should disturb him. And usually it was the dogs howling in the middle of the night. So he was chasing the dogs. So when Prabhupada was leaving from there, he went to Haridas and told Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, now I have no service. To whom should I chase? Prabhupada said, you chase two-legged animals disturbing Juhu temple. Two-legged animals mean the human beings which are creating trouble with this temple. Please now, just you chase those people from here. So the greatest trouble given to the human being is not by other animals, but by other human beings. Other living entities, it is the human beings which troubles us more than anybody else. And the other trouble, which is from one's own body. And from one's own body, it's something is definitely by our karma or something, but usually, as Srila Prabhupada has written in Srimad Bhagavat's purport, human being is endangering his life by his own acts. Like breaking four regulative principles and trying to be happy. This is the greatest misfortune of a modern civilization. The greatest misfortune of modern civilization is to break four regulative principles and trying to be happy. Is it right or not? Anybody who is indulged in smoking and drinking, he will definitely create trouble for his own health. Is it right? So he is endangering his own life by misdirected and uncivilized habits, which he thinks he is civilized. Sometimes I really feel sorry. In every house there should be a nice altar for the deities, for the beautiful temple in the house. But you go to any big person's house, the beautiful altar is for the bottles of the wine bottles, a beautiful teak wood altar. We dance in front of the altar, and also they dance after drinking this wine nonsense. So this type of temple, which is seen in a modern civilization's house, is really a curse on the human civilization, some or other. In Satya Yuga, the people used to live for 10,000s of years. They were doing sense gratification, but they had 5,000 years to do tapasya. Out of 100 years, we don't have hardly 10 years to do tapasya, so we have no right to indulge in all these things. We should be really safeguard. And the third misery is inflicted by nature. So nature is not cruel, but we are creating a cumulative karma. The karma of the whole country. And then there is a suffering for the whole country. So why, who am I? Why I am suffering by threefold miseries? What is the goal of life? This is one of the common essays in a school. Children are asked to write aim in life. My aim in life. And what is the answer usually people write? What is my aim in life? Hare Krishna. What is aim in life? To be a doctor, to be an engineer, to be a MBA. My BB is all right. MBA. This is the degree, that's all. Pigs, hens and donkeys, PhD. What is my aim in life? We used to write really a big essays, my aim in life, and hardly we ever achieve that aim. What aim in life you have written when you wrote the essay? Ultimately, aim in life is one. People have only one aim in life. Whatever they write, their only aim in life is how to earn more money and enjoy. That's all. By becoming doctor, engineer, or whatsoever. The only aim is how to earn money and enjoy. That's the aim in life. That's the goal of the life of the human civilization presently. Is it right? We are discussing teaching of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami. And the four questions asked by Sanatana Goswami to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a blade of grass between his teeth and a cloth in his neck as a humble servant, saying I am low born, I have a bad association, but somehow or other people think that I am very big man, but I don't know who am I. Why I am suffering in this world threefold miseries and what is the goal of life and how to achieve this? These are the four questions asked by Sanatana Goswami. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you know all this, I know. Sanatana Goswami, you know all this. So you are simply asking me this because of your humble nature. And also sometime the devotee wants to hear more and more about the transcendental topics. He relishes that. And that makes his conviction about the subject more firm. So, Dridas, you want to make your conviction firm, so you want to hear from me. That's what Mahaprabhu said. You know it, but you want to know. And we discussed on this, I think, day before yesterday. How people, when we discuss anything, people, we know this. We know this. This is something which we say, and then we block our brain and we don't want to listen anymore. This is our nature. Oh. Now he is going to speak. Next thing, Dhruva Maharaj, 6 months, then he got Vishnu Darshan, that he will say. I know. But when you are hearing this story, can you put yourself in that position that a 5-year-old boy have a determination to see God? And you think, I am very sorry, I lost a lot of my life. Dhruva was a great man. At 5 years he was so serious. And I am not serious at 50 years. What nonsense I am doing. So when you hear this, you examine yourself that where you stand in this context and how it inspires you in your life. Practically all these things when we discuss, we should apply practically how we can apply, what thing in our life we can apply for our betterment in spiritual life. So then Mahaprabhu gave first answer which we all know. Who am I? The answer given by Mahaprabhu was, Jivera Swarup hai Krishnera Nitya Das. This is the first line. Who am I? I am eternal servant of Krishna. And then Mahaprabhu is giving, I am eternal servant of Krishna. Jeev is eternal servant of Krishna. He is marginal energy. Tatistha. Krishna is Tatistha Shakti. Bheda Abheda Prakash. He is marginal energy of Supreme Lord Krishna, which is simultaneously one and different from Krishna. He is one as a Satchitananda. And he is different that he is limited. He is not unlimited. And then Mahaprabhu gave example, like sun and sun rays are one and different. Fire and fire, Agni Jwala Chai, fire and the sparkle of the fire are one and simultaneously different. So Mahaprabhu gave this example. And then Mahaprabhu went, Krishna Swabhavika Teen Shakti, and then there are three energies of Lord Sri Krishna, internal energy, marginal energy, and Maya energy. Why he is saying all this? Because he wanted to tell that, he wanted to answer the second question. And second question is, why I am suffering threefold energies? And the answer given by Mahaprabhu is, Krishna Bhuli Jeeva, Krishna Bhuli Se Jeeva Anadi Bahir Mukho, Ateva Maya Tare De Sansara Dukho. Why we are suffering threefold miseries? Because we forget Krishna. It is only because we forget Krishna. Therefore, automatically we fall into the lap of Maya. And it is the Maya which is personified as a Durga, having a trident in her hand, trident, that represent threefold miseries. You have not to make effort to go in the lap of Maya. You have not to make effort. Simply you forget Krishna, you are right there. It's like in a river, to swim in the direction of flow is not difficult at all. You just lie down, even with some little support, and you will just go directly to the sea without any trouble. But if you want to swim against the current, you have to put a lot of effort and energy. So in the material world, everybody is easily swimming in towards the current of the river, and it is very easy. But the devotees are only person on the planet which are swimming against the current of the river. Therefore, most of the time they get really exhausted. It's a long way to go. Therefore, only hope for the devotees to continue swimming against the current of the river is good anchors in the life where he holds for some time, take his energy, get his energy rejuvenated, and again start swimming. And these anchors are the association of the devotees. If we have association of the devotees, the Vaishnavas, then only we can tread on this path of devotional service, which is swimming against the current of the river. If we don't have association, we won't last, and this Maya will take us right down as people. Is it right or not? All the people, they want to go in some party, they want to drink, we won't go. So the whole world is going in one direction, we are going in another direction. Is it right or not? We are just in the opposite direction of the common flow of the people in the world. So it's this path needs really a lot of commitment and conviction And help we need from the devotees. Therefore, when Ramananda Rai was asked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is most auspicious thing in this world? He said, Ramananda Rai said, association of the devotee is the most auspicious thing in the world. If you have association of a Vaishnava, then you are the most fortunate person on the planet. So who is the most rich man? And Ramananda Rai said, one who has a loving devotion to the Krishna, he is the rich man on the planet. He is rich man on the planet. So what is the rare commodity here? Rare commodity on this planet is the association of the Vaishnavas. Very rare commodity. And therefore all these temples are made by Srila Prabhupada and previous acharyas as instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana and Rupa Goswami. Go in Vrindavan, establish deity worship, establish big temples. Why? You will get association of the devotees in the temple. Temple is a place where you find like-minded people, where we sit together and discuss Krishna Katha. That's what the six Goswamis is doing right in that picture. They are sitting on the background. There's a Madan Mohan temple. In that picture, the Madan Mohan temple at the bank of Jamuna is the background. And they are sitting at the bank of Jamuna under Kadama tree, and all the Goswamis are simply discussing Krishna Katha. Only this Krishna Katha will keep us together. Kirtan and Katha will keep us together, and it can only give us every day's fuel to function. You know, you have motor and you have a car and you don't put the diesel in that car, it won't work. So devotees diesel every day is, Prabhupada put the three times, he wanted us to fill our tank three times with the spiritual fuel. In the morning Bhagavatam, in the evening Bhagavad Gita, and before retiring, for the body a glass of cow's milk, and for the soul, Krishna book, Krishna Katha. We forgot these three simple diets of a devotee and we are suffering with so many diseases. Is it right or not? Is it right? He gave a simple formula, very simple formula. If we do these three things, all problems will be solved. Morning Bhagavatam, evening Bhagavad Gita, before retiring, Krishna book with a glass of cow's milk. Your health is taken care. Spiritual health is taken care. But some or other, at many places, we are not really simply following this simple one procedure. So how we are falling into the lap of Maya? By simply forgetting Krishna. It means those who are Krishna conscious, Maya won't touch them. Therefore, Shastra says, Bhagavan, Bhakti, and Bhakta. Three things. Bhagavan, Bhakti, and Bhakta. They are not of this material world. They are under jurisdiction of internal energy. They are under jurisdiction of Ahladini Shakti. Mahatmanastu mam parat devim prakritimashrita. These Mahatmas, those who are not forgetful of Krishna, are automatically taken care by Ahladini Shakti. Ahladini Shakti Rakare Bhaktira Poshana. This internal energy of the Supreme Lord, in what's called Ahladini Shakti, nourishes the devotee. The devotee is under the care of superior energy, under the internal energy of the Supreme Lord, not external energy. So Maya kisko pakdegi? Maya kisko pakarti hai? Jo Krishna ko bhoolta hai. threefold miseries. Why we are suffering? Because Krishna bhulya sei jeev bahir mukh. Usi ko maya. Maya is only acting on that person, not on the other person. And then, how to get free from this? Mahaprabhu is teaching to Sanatana Goswami. What this maya will do if we come in maya's lap and forget Krishna? Kabhu swarga uthai, sometime we can go to swargalok. Kabhu narake dubai, and sometime we will come to the hell. And then Mahaprabhu immediately gives example. Like a prisoner given punishment by king by forcing him his head into the river for a long time and then taking him out, and he feels he's happy by getting a one breath. That's the way we are suffering in this world. And then Mahaprabhu says, how to get free from this maya? Sadhu shastar kripaya yadi. If the sadhu, saintly person, or Vaishnavas, and shastar, and the essence of all shastar, Srila Prabhupada writes Bhagavad Gita, if we really understand shastar in the association of sadhu, then seijiva nistare maya tahara chhadiye, that living entity is free from threefold miseries. Very easily he can free himself from threefold miseries. By two things. Association of the sadhu and study of the shastra under his guidance. And Srila Prabhupada is saying, ISKCON movement is authorized association of the sadhus and explanation of the shastra. And therefore Srila Prabhupada says, our temples are not the temple to show the people deities and ask for money. In other words, Prabhupada understood at that time, temples were only meant to collect money by showing the deities. Even in India, today you go, the curtain they will cover of the temple, deities they will only show if you pay something, otherwise they won't open the curtain. Prabhupada said, our temples are not meant for showing deities and collecting money. Our temples are meant to educate people in Krishna consciousness. Educate people in Krishna consciousness. That is the purpose. One day, Srila Prabhupada, sitting in Vrindavan, was giving class. He said, when somebody comes in the temple, don't look in his pocket. Look in his heart. He said, don't look in his pocket, how much money he has and what he will give. Look into his heart. You change his heart. And Prabhupada said, money will come at the feet of a sadhu. Lakshmi, people throw at the feet of sadhu. You have not to worry for that. Simply, you look in the heart of a person coming and give him Krishna consciousness. Everything will be taken care. And then Srila Prabhupada said, see, I traveled from Vrindavan empty-handed, and Krishna has given me unlimited in 14 years. And then he said, is there any businessman on the planet with 40 rupees? He can have a $40 million in no time. Is it possible? He said, is this possible? No. But why all this is there? Because I simply gave Krishna consciousness to the people and everything came automatically as a byproduct. And at one time, Srila Prabhupada said, why Krishna is giving me all this? Because I am not using a penny for my sense gratification. I am using everything for Krishna's service. Therefore, he is giving me everything. So our temples are for preaching Krishna consciousness. Everybody who comes in the temple, he's a potential devotee. How many people are driving their car on this road, which is going from here to your beach, Belmore? Belmore and Fleck. How many cars are going every day? Someday you stand and count the car going on both sides. Maybe 500 cars, 1,000 cars a day. How many cars turn on this road? And out of those which turn on this road, how many cars stop here and people come in this temple? There will be not more than one or two person. Is it right? It means there are rare souls which are at least dropping here with whatever intention. We should have person here to receive them with so much love and affection, considering them as the guest of Srila Prabhupada. And at least making them to take Charanamrita, show the deities Krishna Balaram, who they are, how they are merciful, how they manifested here. Show something, who is Srila Prabhupada, how he gave this most rare gift of Krishna consciousness to the whole world, and give him little prasad and see that person is sold to you. This person will give his life. He will give his life. If really we take take care of the devotees, or take care of any visitors, definitely, because any temple, nobody take care of anybody. Therefore, many people, when they come from the temple, where did you go? Temple. What did you see? There was nothing. Nobody was there. Then why you went there? Nobody was there. There was Supreme Lord. Oh, murti thi, haan, dekh ke aa gaya. They don't see that they are visiting Supreme Lord. We have to tell them that we are waking and serving the Lord at 4:30. First Bal Bhog. They will be surprised that early morning at 4 o'clock we are offering sweet rice and rasgulla and gulab jamun to the Supreme Lord. They will be surprised to know this. We have to tell the people when they come. Prabhupada once said, if somebody is intelligent, he is not to travel here and there. Simply sit at one place and money will fly. He said, money will fly and come there automatically. He said, money will fly and come automatically. Why? To travel here and there. Simply sit. And what do? You sit in the temple, whoever comes here. There should be a department in the temple named Guest Reception Department. And the time temple is open, there should be at least two persons in the temple receiving whoever comes with very much concern, really taking care of them with sincerity. Even some old man is coming running to find out some chair, let him sit peacefully. Most of you must have read this one letter Prabhupada has written in the last day of his life and got signed by Tamal Krishna Maharaj. All the temple presidents should be informed. Any gentleman visiting our temple should be provided full prasad. Rice, dal, sabzi, puri, halwa. Prabhupada wrote all the items. And then said, 25 persons should be fed, and when the prasad is exhausting, cook another batch. And be always alert to serve whoever gentleman come and visit the temple. Then he wrote a last line. In charge of the kitchen and supply is Radharani. And unlimited Lakshmis are serving her. So she will provide. Don't think you will provide. This was his instruction. And if we read this and really we follow this one simple, what you will find out of 25 persons, 24 will just eat and go. But one person will pay for the whole month's supply. You have not to ask. It will come. But we should be committed and have a full faith in the words of Srila Prabhupada. He said 10 kilometers around the temple nobody should be hungry. What we speak of human being, even dog should not be hungry 10 kilometers around the temple. I'm saying, how much faith he has in Krishna? How much he has a faith in Krishna, that is a main thing. So how can we have faith? That's Prabhupada said, sadhu and shastra. ISKCON has these two things. Sadhu and shastra. Devotees are the sadhus giving association. And shastra, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitam, that is our shastra. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu writes further. Maya mugad jivera nahi swat krishna gyan. Automatically, persons who are completely under the influence of the maya cannot have Krishna, knowledge of the Krishna. Automatically they will not have. Jivera kripaya kaile Krishna Veda Puran. By being merciful on the jivas, for the living entities, Krishna has sent Ved Vyas as Shakti Avesh Avatar to compile Veda and Puran. So Shastra is a mercy of Krishna. And then Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanare Jnana Janan. Krishna through Shastra, through Guru, and through Paramatma in everybody's heart is trying to teach us this Jnana. Krishna more, what Jnana? What Jnana? Krishna more Prabhu. Trata Jivera Hai Jnana. When we have this form from Shastra, only one thing we learn, that Krishna is our master only. The forgetful conditioned soul is educated by Krishna through the Vedic literature, realizes spiritual master and super soul. Through these he can understand the Supreme Personality of the Godhead as he is, and he can understand that Krishna is his eternal master and deliverer from the clutches of Maya. Who will really free us from the threefold miseries? When we have this firm faith by the association of sadhu and shastra, that Krishna is our master and he will deliver, he is the deliverer from cultures of the Maya. In this way, one can acquire real knowledge of his constitutional life and can come to understand how to attain liberation. And then Mahaprabhu says further, what is in the Veda? Ved Shastra kahe. Ved and Shastra is teaching, is telling what? Sambandha Abhideya Priyojan. These three subject matters are in Shastra. In Ved and Shastra, there are three subject matters. Sambandha Abhideya Priyojan. What is Sambandha? Krishna. Krishna Prapya Sambandha. Knowing about Krishna and developing attraction towards Krishna is called Sambandha. Bhakti Praptyera Sadhan. So what is the goal? Sanatana Goswami asked, what did he ask? What is Sadhan? And what is sadhya? Sadhya is Krishna. And what is sadhana? Devotional service of bhakti is a sadhana. The answer, bhakti is sadhana. And Krishna is sadhya. The goal of life is Krishna. Krishna prapya, for getting Krishna, for developing relationship with Krishna. What relationship? He is our eternal master. It's called Sambandha. The Vedic literature gives information about the living entity's eternal relationship with Krishna, which is called Samman. The living entity's understanding of his relationship and his acting accordingly is called Abhideya. Returning home, back to Godhead, is ultimate goal of life and is called Priyojan. Now, Abhideya Naam Bhakti. What is the Abhideya? Abhideya means acting to achieve the goal. It's Bhakti. Prem Priyojan. Priyojan is Krishna Prem. And what is this Priyojan? Purusharatha Shromani Prema Mahadhana. Purusharatha Shromani. There are four Purusharatha in the Vedas. There are four Purusharatha in the Vedas. Dharam, Artha, Kam and Moksha. Mahaprabhu is rejecting these four. He is saying, Prem is Purusharatha Puman Shromani. It is the topmost goal of life. Krishna Prem. Mahadhan is real treasury. Mahadhan. Sambandha, Abhide, Priyojan. These three words are very special for Gaudiya Vaishnava. Nobody else knows this. This philosophy nobody knows. Sambandha. It means knowing about Krishna. Knowing about Krishna from the authorized Vedic literature and realized sadhu. Then we will develop our relationship with Krishna, knowing that we are his eternal servant. Abhideya is acting in practical day-to-day devotional service. And the result, the object of why we do the devotional service, to get Krishna Prem. To get Krishna Prem. And what is the process told by Rupa Goswami? Adav Shardha. First there must be faith. Like the faith means you come to the temple, sit down and listen to Krishna Katha with the faith that whatever I am hearing, it will help me to achieve the goal of my life. This is Adav Shardha. But where should be Shardha? Sadhu Sangha. Shardha in the association of the Vaishnava sadhus and in the words of the Shastra. The Shardha on two things, Shastra and Sadhu. Adav means beginning. Everything begins in spiritual life with Shardha. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Shardha Mayo Ayam Purushaha. The man is made up of Shardha. In this world, we are moving only because of our faith. Whatever is happening in this world is just depending upon faith. Is it right or not? You are sending your 2 years, 3 years boy in the school with the faith that teacher will teach him right thing. How can we leave our beloved child for 4 hours with somebody without faith? You have faith that doctor having a knife in his hand is not going to cut your throat but cure your disease. Is it faith or not? Doctor has a knife in hand and he is acting like a dacoit with a mask on his face. You cannot recognize who he is. Even who has cut the abdomen or chest of your men, you don't recognize doctor because they are like dacoits. But still you have a full faith. They are acting same acting. Acting of a dacoit and doctor is same. Both have a mask, both have a knife. Is right? But Baba, we have a full faith. And we have faith in doctor, we have faith in educator, we have faith in a business for so much transaction only on the phone? No? We have faith when we get a ticket and sit in the aeroplane, we will reach to the destination, we never checked whether the pilot is there or not. Have you ever checked the pilot is drunkard or just in a good health? Have you ever checked? No? You have faith. You sit in the taxi with a faith that he will take you to the right destination. You don't know who is the driver. You know the driver of the taxi? No? Single girls standing on the road asking taxi to stop. They sit, and who is driving? They don't know. But there is a faith. Is it right or not? We have faith on everybody except scripture and sadhu. Krishna will protect us. I don't know. I don't have faith. We have faith on everything except sadhu and Krishna. This is because we are completely under the influence of Maya. So first step is to have a faith in sadhu and the words of Shastra. Adav Sharda at Sadhu Sangha. And what sadhu will give from the Shastra? He will tell you to chant Hare Krishna. Bhajan Kriya. Chant Hare Krishna. And sincerely you start chanting Hare Krishna, Anarth Nivarti. Anarth Nivarti. All unwanted things which you want to get rid will fly away. Without effort. Without effort. Many people sincerely at some stage they know that smoking is bad, I want to give up. My health is completely damaged by smoking. Many people think that this drinking is really ruining my life, my liver is completely finished, I should give it up. But they are not able to give it up. But experimentally, Prabhupada has proved over thousands upon thousands of people that simply by starting chanting Hare Krishna, all these bad habits, these bad habits evaporated like a spirit from their life, like camphor. They never made the effort to get these things out. Is it right or not? Did they make any effort to give these things up? No. Mahaprabhu will teach in this teaching, Krishna hai surya saman, maya hai andhakar. Jahan Krishna, tahan maya nahi adhikar. If sun rises, how can there be darkness? When you chant Krishna, how the bad habits will stay with Krishna? Not possible. So simply taking to this simple process of sincerely calling upon the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Simply by this process, all the unwanted thing or unearth will disappear from within the heart. And then, only then when unearth disappear, we will develop, what is called? What is the next step? Asakti? No. Nishta, asakti, what is the next step? Ado Sharda Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, Anarth Nivarti, Nishta. देख लो कौन है उसको बोलो क्लास के बाद बात करेंगे इससे निष्ठा व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ निष्ठा निष्ठा मींस आई विल हैव ए फर्म कन्विक्शन दैट बाय एसोसिएटिंग विद साधु एंड लिसनिंग टू द शास्त्र आई विल अचीव माय गोल दिस इज निष्ठा निष्ठा मींस फुल फर्म कन्विक्शन मेरी निष्ठा है कि मैं 9:30 तक यहां बैठूंगा तो मुझे प्रसाद मिलेगा. If I stay here till the end of the class, I will get प्रसाद. ये हमारी निष्ठा है. Is it right? कि वही मामूल मिलेगा कि नहीं मिलेगा. इसको बोलते हैं निष्ठा. Nishtha means I have firm conviction that by this process, because why he will have a nishtha? Because he sees I tried so much to get rid of this nonsense. I was not able to. But now, by simply chanting Hare Krishna and the association of the devotees, I am able to be free from all the unwanted things. So he will have a nishtha. Is it right or not? Automatically he will have a nishtha. When, you know, how you will have a very much firm faith in some doctor. You go 2-3 times, he cure your disease, and you say, oh yeah, he's very good doctor. You go, he will cure. 10 times I tried and he did it. But you have experience, first aid experience, then you will do it. So because he will be cured, so nishtha. And when you have this type of nishtha, then you will develop ruchi. Ruchi means taste. Taste. Like if you come for class every day, and when you have nishtha that 9:30 you will get prasad, there you will develop taste for prasad. When you develop taste for prasad, then you will be attracted to the prasad. You cannot miss that opportunity. This is called asakti. This process worked in Kiskan. People only came on Sunday to take prasad. And after taking prasad, well, they have to stay at least 1 hour in the temple, listen to the kirtan, and then listen to the class in the beginning with a heavy heart when he will start. But when they got the sweet rice, puri, halwa, sabji, this is worth. It's worth to spend 1.5 hour to get this prasad. And they say, next Sunday? Well, definitely next Sunday I will come. They have full commitment, next Sunday I will go. Next Sunday I will go. After 4 Sunday, they ask some devotees, are you really eating this prasad every day? They say, yes. This is 9 o'clock. You are getting late. We are getting 4:30, 5 o'clock rasgulla. Ah, yes. And then he decided, why should I just be on the road, running from pillar to pole for bread, getting bread which is also 3 days old, and then eating with the hand, not even having a plate, like an animal on the street, walking and eating. Why don't I go and live with these people which are getting 2 sabzi, rice, dal, puri, some chapati, which is not available even to a middle class person in his house. Then they come and they lived in the temple. Asakti. Asakti means attachment. You cannot give it up. Nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav. Bhav means now you will take the whole process very seriously. Because you think now I am getting my result. You have to endeavor till bhav. The last item is prem. Krishna prem nitya siddha sadhya kabunai. Krishna prem is already there, ready within the heart. You have not to work by any sadhan to get Krishna prem. It's not by sadhan, it's already there. But why we are not having Krishna prem? Shuddha chitte sharvanadi kare hoye uday. We are not having Krishna prem right now because the chit is not shuddha, because heart is not clean. Heart is not clean. How can we clean our heart? Sharvan adi kori. Sharvan adi kori means hearing Krishna katha and chanting holy name. Adi means and deity worship and so on, so on. And honoring prasad and everything. But mukhya is sharvan. Then what will happen? Chitta shuddhi. The heart will be clean. And then, hoye uday, automatically Krishna prem will come out. You use here sometime motor for getting water from the line. Sometimes even motor is working, water is not coming, though line is there. Why? there is some vacuum in the pipe. What do? You put some water in the pipe. And you put half a jug of water in the pipe, the air will go out. And then you use the motor, water will come. You know, you have done this type of experiment sometime. And usually diesel vehicles, they call it airlock. If there's no diesel in the tank, there will be airlock. And then the vehicle won't start. But when the engine is there, you put diesel, it won't work. Why? You have to get that air out. Why? Usually how? By putting more water inside. So Krishna Prem is there, but there is vacuum created. What you have to do? You have to put Krishna Katha through the ears in. The more Krishna Katha goes in, the vacuum will be completely cleared and Krishna Prem will come automatically out. So to get Krishna Prem, the regular submissive hearing of Krishna Katha is inevitable, is a must, is most essential. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, this is in Vedic and Ved and Puran, Sambandh, Abhidheya and Priyojan. Krishna Madhurya, Seva Ananda, Praptitera Karana, Krishna Sevakare or Krishna Dasasvadana. If we really understand Shastra under Sadhu, when one attends the transcendental bliss of an intimate relationship with Krishna, he renders service to him and tastes the mellows of Krishna consciousness. Ihate drishtanta yaiche. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving example. Example is that there is a poor man, Daridra. He is poor, nothing. But some astrologer is coming, Sarvage. And he is telling, why are you suffering? Your father has unlimited wealth. You don't know. He has hidden somewhere in the house. It is in the earth. I'm not poor. Yeah, no, you are not poor. Your father has unlimited wealth. It is right here. How can I get it? So you cannot get it on your own. I will tell you. If you try from south side, you will only get wasps and drones. They will come and eat you. They will never reach to wealth. You go to the west side, you dig there. There is a yaksha. And he won't allow you to touch to the wealth. Go to the north side and dig. There is a black snake. He won't allow you to touch to the wealth. Only on the east side, you remove little dirt. There is a unlimited wealth and you will be really happy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying similarly, we have a Krishna Prem as a wealth, which is Paramdhana. And Sarvagaya is Sadhu telling us, this is right there within you. But if you follow Karma Kanda, southern side, you will always get wasp and bite you. What is this biting? Going to heaven, coming back to hell. Sense gratificatory mood is fruitive activity is southern side, which keep you in death and birth again and again. On the western side, this yaksha is a speculative knowledge which will always keep you preoccupied without reaching to the wealth. And the snake is a mystic yoga and ultimate merging in the Brahma, which is like snake biting the person and you finish yourself. Only eastern side is a devotional service. And then you will get that dhan which Sarvagaya is teaching you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, in Vedic literature, there is Karma Kanda, there is Gyan Kanda, there is mystic yoga. They are like southern, western and northern side. They are far bewilderment of the soul. But only if you have get some sarvagya, some real spiritual master and sadhu, who really guides you according to the sense of the shastra, then eastern side is devotional service, and you can reach to the most desired goal of life, Krishna prema. Only through devotional service. But this devotional service in Veda is not very easily, yourself you can not be able to find it out. This was the problem Vyasadeva was feeling, and Narada Muni came and told him that, Vyasadeva, in the Vedas you have given so much fruitive activities, these people were already indulged and habited to the sense gratification, they will never listen to your words to become God, Krishna conscious and take to devotional service. Therefore, you have given them, you have really done something which, even we preach so much, people will say, no, this is in Vedas, we have to do this. This all worship which is going on all around over the planet, where people go to the temple, to all the temples of different demigods for some sense gratification, is karmakand. In the name of religion, they are not really understanding the goal of life. And therefore, Vyasadeva was instructed by Narada Muni to compile Bhagavatam. And by reading Bhagavatam, we will really appreciate how merciful is Krishna, how loving is Krishna, how beautiful is Krishna, how merciful is Krishna, and how he deals with his devotees. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking, it is the 20th chapter of the Madhya Leela, 21st, 22nd, and all these chapters describe Krishna, his different incarnations, the six type of incarnations, and then in the, he says, in Kali Yuga, the Krishna incarnated as one who is only recognized by intelligent person, he is in a golden color, he is inaugurating Sankirtan movement, and Sanatana Goswami was a minister. He said, so can you tell me who is this incarnation? Mahaprabhu is telling the incarnation of Kali Yuga in a golden color, with his devotees inaugurating Sankirtan, and Sanatana Goswami very intelligently asking, can you tell me who is this incarnation? Mahaprabhu said, give up your intelligence. Listen what I am telling. In other words, he changed the subject. Mahaprabhu changed the subject. And Sanatana Goswami understood that who is that. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Bhakti 64 elements of devotional service or sadhana. And then he said five are most important. Sanatana Goswami chanting the holy name, associating with devotees, relishing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping deity with faith, and living in the dham, Mathura. These are most essential of all the sadhans for getting the sadhya Krishna prema. Then he said, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, to your brother Rupa Goswami, I have told all the mellows of devotional service, rasa. I told him all the mellows. And then Mahaprabhu was completely, for a while he was in ecstasy, and he described Krishna's beautiful form and how the gopis was attracted to him. And after some time he said, oh, you don't remember what I said now, because I was carried away. You don't remember this, forget this. I mean, Mahaprabhu was somehow carried away. But then he said, oh, Krishna was merciful on you. Through me, he told you the intimate relationship of the gopis with Krishna. I don't know, but Krishna has used me because he wanted you to understand this. And ultimately Mahaprabhu said, now you go to Vrindavan, establish the temples, worship, write the Bhakti Shastra, and particularly guidelines for the Vaishnavas, Hari Bhakti Vilas, which Sanatana Goswami compiled, with Gopal Bhatt Goswami, and then Mahaprabhu said that, and excavate the places of pastime of Lord Sri Krishna in Vrindavan. This was the direct instruction. So Sanatan Goswami, Mahaprabhu went all the way first to meet them at Ramkeli. He initiated them, then he instructed them in Banaras, and then both brothers again went to meet Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, and they lived couple months each one with Mahaprabhu. So initiation, instruction, and then poshana. Poshana means caring and strengthening their all. So this is a process. Initiation, instruction, and then also caring. Afterwards, caring that what I have taught, is he really solidified in this teaching? Is he really practicing that? Does he need any more help? So in this way, these great souls who have written all these books, we are really very fortunate to be the devotees, trying to be devotees in this Krishna conscious movement, which is bona fide and authorized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through these Goswamis. And we are thankful to Srila Prabhupada that he gave this direct service to Radha and Krishna wherever we are, whichever country we are. He has given this direct service to Radha Krishna, to even the neophyte devotees through parampara. Whatever you are doing here, through Guru, through parampara, through Srila Prabhupada, through Goswamis, who are intimate associate of Radha and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Radha Krishna, our little service in any part of the world, in any temple of the ISKCON, is ultimately direct service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Direct service to Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. There's really, this is what the, wherever you are connected with Radha, Krishna and Vrindavan through this most powerful parampara of the devotees who were most dear to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was none different than Radha and Krishna. Thank you very much. Tonight we will discuss most probably Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Radha and Krishna. How is that? Why he manifested in this way? We'll discuss something tonight like this. And tomorrow is Gaur Purnima, appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his glories we'll discuss. Thank you very much. Any question, comment? Or it is the time for Nishta Prasad.
Really, if we feed prasad